Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
You can get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Hey, what's going on, people? You beautiful podcast listeners, you. God, I missed you all. Every single one of you. Even you, Carl. Joe. Franklin. Bocephus.
What?
I was gone last weekend and...
Oh, you were?
Saturday night as the show... Wow.
Is that why it went so smooth?
Yeah,
as the show was going on, I didn't watch. God, no. I'm not going to watch you guys when I'm
Wow.
But I sat somewhere and I was, you know, in Vegas at a bar, I think, at night, listening to some beautiful live music, and I did miss it.
Was it Cameo?
It wasn't Cameo, but I remember having the thought, if I could trade it all right now, this experience, to go back and hang out with the VGB crew, would I do it? Yeah, absolutely, absolutely not.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a lot of uhs.
No, it was actually, it was quite peaceful. The band was super good. But I did see you guys held it down for me. Thank you, guys. This is the last show before the new year, before Christmas. That's true, right? We've gone over the schedule like three times.
Yeah, no. Last I heard, you're going to be gone next week.
Yeah, but this weekend...
But we're still doing a show on Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
What day is that?
That's just...
like the 28th?
I don't know, like the
28th.
Something,
29th?
Oh. Yeah,
it's still in this year.
So there's going to be a show without me? The final show of the year is going to be without me?
Damn. That's kind of poetic.
Precursor.
Precursor to things to come in
2017.
Oh, wow. Man. Spoilers.
Sitting across from me, he is my co-host. He is my elder. He is, if I was the hustle, he'd definitely be the flow. Aaron Carter.
Wow. You know what? I'll accept that one. That's actually a very good analogy. Precursor for 2017.
Were you waiting for that backhanded compliment to come?
No.
I was waiting for those shoes.
That's not my thing, is it? Backhanded compliments isn't my thing.
You should go and listen to the old shows.
No, okay, 2017, it's a whole new story.
I went and listened to some because of our conversation that we had, you know, about the contest. So I was listening to a whole bunch of them, and yeah, that's your thing.
Backhanded compliments.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Go listen to the show. Go listen to the shows.
Interesting. All right, you know, if I was the... peanut butter, he'd be the jelly.
Ew.
I couldn't think of anything. He hasn't been around long enough. Hustle and Flow, I've been kicking that one around for a while.
What, did he just like write these down somewhere or something?
He has a Rolodex.
You'd be very surprised. I have an app that keeps track of all of my jokes.
Okay, wow. It's called Dad Jokes app. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I had to build it for him. Wow. That sucks.
That's even terrible.
David Webb, hey. How you doing?
I am good, sir. It's going to be back on this side. Of the computer.
Have you finished Westworld yet?
It's funny that you say that. No.
Okay.
I'm halfway through the ninth episode. I had to stop it.
Oh,
I had to
you're
come
done
here.
Then. You're basically done.
Basically done.
Yeah, you're basically done.
I mean, Maeve is pretty much running shit. Well,
I don't know. Again, I don't really care too much for any robotic characters. So, I mean, so it's whatever. You know, it's. It literally is.
It's whatevs.
It's whatevs.
I went back to watch old stuff that I just haven't caught up on, like Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, my God. I'm so behind on that.
Yeah, I'm behind on that. Actually, that was about it. I've been too busy writing stuff, actually. It's crazy. I've actually got to sit down and write.
If you guys notice, if you're watching us on Twitch.tv, which if you're not, you should, there is three of us today. And... that is because Jessica, the Maid of Might, has moved down south. She's moved to Southern California, Orange County, to begin her career as a thriving cosplayer.
Begin her career?
Well, begin anew.
Okay.
It's like a new birth when you go down there. Cause
like a rebirth?
A rebirth? Yeah. Is that what you're thinking?
Nothing like that whatsoever.
Oh, okay.
No.
Is that a reboot?
Not even close. So that leaves a slot open. And I remember last time it took us quite a while to fill our slot.
Wow.
It took us weeks to fill our slot. And we tried so many different people to try to fill our slot. And it just didn't feel as good as when Jessica did it.
Terrible.
But fear not.
Ashley Birch is on her way.
We have a big announcement that we will be doing on the 1st. January 1st, the dawn of a new year, the dawn of a new age of the video game bang. We will be making the announcement for our new VGB 4th person.
It's Disney, everybody.
Better than Disney. I am so
how much you can get better than Disney.
You can get better than Disney.
Is it just the logo that's going to sit there?
Yeah.
Just the castle.
I mean, think about that. They own Marvel. They own Star Wars. They kind of got the corner on the whole geekdom thing.
Yeah, but they also made the Aristocats.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So
they did.
So for every Marvel.
Yeah, they did.
You know,
there's a cat.
You have to deal with Aristocats.
And it's probably going to be in one of the movies.
Or Home on the Range.
Oh, yeah.
How about that? They don't knock them all out of the park, Aaron Carter. This person, however, has never done anything bad. Everything has been perfect. And on January 1st.
I wouldn't say that because you know how the internet goes and digs.
That's a challenge. Yeah. You just challenged it.
Yeah, you literally just
threw
down the gauntlet.
I did. I threw down the Infinity Gauntlet.
Okay. Wow. Which Disney owns.
Come at me, bro.
And we're back. Walt comes out, fine, I'll do it myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but seriously, I'm stoked. I think we landed a I don't even think y'all even know what's going on in VGB World. 2017 is shaping up to be a very good year. I'm looking forward to it. We're locking down our position in the esports world. This weekend was insane. If you guys don't know where I was, why I was out of the shows, I was in Las Vegas for MLG Vegas, as well as two Double GT Zero Saga. So basically two NRG teams, I guess one team and one player had majors going on this last weekend. Overwatch was at the MLG event and Nairo was playing in the Smash tournament. And you really learn a lot. You have not been to an esports event yet, right, Aaron?
No. I've been to a lot of them from my couch. So... not kind of seeing the
how much do those seats cost?
Oh, they were free. They were it was a charity event. I went and won. I win a lot of charity events. Comcast puts it on.
And, Comcast and charity.
Yeah, and so I just log in and you know watch the event.
The MLG event was incredible. The production quality was that of which I have not seen like in person before.
How were the entrances? Are we talking WWE style?
No, they didn't
pyrotechnics.
Like no pyrotechnics, but just like a lot of like. I guess the best thing to compare it to would be some of those E3 stage shows.
Okay, all right.
But like mixed with like a sporting event.
Okay, so awkward. I hear is what I'm hearing because a lot of those E3 ones. Come on, let's be honest. There's some awkward old white guys that come out and talk about stuff they barely know about.
No, it was. It was intense. Unfortunately, it didn't go our way.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they lost, got sent to lower brackets against Cloud9. Ended up beating Team Liquid.
Now, is that a thing where they can win if you know the loser's bracket? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, double elimination.
So, because that doesn't make sense to me. It's never made sense.
It's like
sense
a participation trophy.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Everybody
gets
a trophy.
No. Loser's bracket. Like, if you win the loser's bracket, you go up.
You go back to be able to win.
Who won winners. Mm. And then you have to beat them twice.
Oh, so you couldn't even if you go all the way back up.
You have to.
And you win against that person once. You have to beat them again.
Yes. In a double elimination tournament, to be eliminated, you have to lose twice. So they have to come back up and then beat you two times.
Okay.
So they went, got sent to lower brackets by C9. And then ended up beating Team Liquid and then doing the salty run back against C9 and then losing. That's one thing I learned about this. Like, these esports competitors are super, like, this is their life. This is their livelihood.
I would hope so.
There's a lot on the line. And losses don't come easy. Like, it's not like you watch, you know, LeBron lose one of 82 games and, you know, he just shakes it off and comes back the next time. Just about every event for them is a playoff event, it feels like, because you don't get chances. You know, if you lose at these events, you don't get invited no more, or your team will look to replace you, or, you know, there's so many other things that can happen. So it was really hard to be in those rooms after the events of a tough loss.
I wonder, would they, like, if there was like an actual, you know, 32 game season type of thing, would they still have that same, you know, feeling?
Because, like, they lose one and they shake it off and then just like, because I mean, next time
in basketball, football, soccer, you're working towards, you know, a playoffs, quote unquote.
Right.
That's the tournament right there. Yeah. That's the big thing. And you want to do good in the season so you can make the playoffs.
But for esports, it's all tournaments.
Yeah.
It's all the Super Bowl. Super Bowl every day.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, okay, so with the sports, I'm going to just put it that way, you know, for all the other stuff. If you lose, if you work that whole, you work hard that whole season, you make the playoffs, you lose the first round, you got to wait a whole another year to try to get back there again, and then play again, of course, the season to get back where you were.
What I found is the most troubling about esports right now is the fact that, like, you know, these dudes are good. You know, people think Siegel is the, you know, the captain and the baby face, and that, you know, although Siegel is godly at the game, each player on the roster on our team and just about every team is really, really good. Like, when you just even watch them in the practice range of Overwatch, they're incredible.
People use that?
Yeah, they do. Wow. Like, mainly for button checks and, you know, make sure your sensitivities are all correct.
Oh, okay.
They're really, every player is impressive. But with the game, with getting updates and patches and changes, like, Overwatch is kind of in a bad spot right now. Like, they're in a heavy tank meta where of 12 players on the field, on the battlefield, 8 of them are playing tanks.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, you're telling me about that. 4 tank meta, and then who are the other 2 DPSs?
No, 2 support, 4 tank.
2 support.
Really? What? I mean, so they're just going all everybody's tank.
Everybody's tank.
Like, each, because there's what, 4 tanks, right? There's only 4 tanks, isn't there?
There's 5.
There's 5? Reinhardt?
Winston, Zarya, Reinhardt.
Oh, D.Va.
D.Va.
And
Roadhog.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And everyone but Winston was getting, like, played.
I don't, you know why?
And then a Lucio and then an Anna.
Yeah, see, we've been playing for the last couple of days, and Winston, to me, does not feel like a tank.
No.
His shield, his bubble that he puts up, drops quickly.
Yeah.
You know, his HP, non-existent.
He's only good to go up against certain characters, and other tanks aren't those.
He's a counter pick for, you know, a Genji or a Tracer.
He's situational. Yeah. I mainly see him used to break the front lines.
You know? But he'll
jump over a choke point and just draw attention away from the choke.
So he's got 2 jobs to be the infiltrator or to counter their like fly characters that buzz around, you know. And I don't know. That me that doesn't seem tanky. He feels like he should be dropped over into support and let's put some heavy armor on Symmetra and boom, she's a tank.
It's interesting. They're figuring it out. I really hope that they get some patches going and the tanks are tanks. And, you know, maybe they need to take down the amount of damage they do. But how do you balance that? Because you still want tanks to be kind of fun because you want people to play them.
I think Roadhog balances it well.
Roadhog, like, is, that's, I think, how it works, because he does so much damage, and that hook is so broken.
And he absorbs a lot of damage, too, though.
Yeah.
Like, he can absorb a stupid amount, and then he just puffs, and boom, he's got, you know, that HP right back.
I also split my time between there, and I would go back over to the Rio and watch the Zero Saga for Smash Bros. That was a hype event. The energy in the room of both events was about the same. Like, it felt like I was in 8 Mile, like, just people popping off. Like, it was, people were really engaged in what was going on, pretty much. Like, you know, if someone got served on Smash 4, I'm trying to use terms to relate to the kids, you know, everyone just go, oh, like it was amazing. And there's a storyline going on, you know. There's this guy, his name was Leo, I think, and he's this Smash player that's been winning up tournaments in Mexico that everyone has been kind of talking about, like, when's he going to come to America? When's he going to come to America? You know, because he's, like, kind of got this huge reputation, yet no one has seen much of him. He came up to America and got, like, 13th in a tournament, so people were like, oh, okay, maybe he's not, you know, this world beater like people thought he was. Ends up taking first at this major event. And the first big thing he did was knocked out Zero in the lower brackets. Zero is like the Smash 4 guy. He went like 80 events undefeated. Like, he's Goldberg, Aaron. Very few people have taken him out, Nairo being one of them, you know. And that's why this was called the Zero Saga. They invited all the people who's beat him in the past couple years to do run backs.
Really? So he was trying to reclaim that.
Yeah, he reclaimed like all his victories. Okay. On the first night.
But then
this
lost to Mexico.
This guy from Mexico, this dude that no one knows, barely speaks the language, comes up and just runs through the tournament. It was incredible to watch. You know, it was fun because the crowd really was against him. There's USA chants.
Wow.
Dang.
Come on, guys.
It was
are they yelling Trump?
It was interesting.
Build the wall.
Build the wall.
That's what you guys, hey, motivators or haters
Let's
are his motivators.
Let's keep Overwatch American.
Haters are his motivators.
So it was eventful. The only weird thing about that event was that it shared convention space with this thing called SkillCon.
Was it like a knitting thing or something?
No.
Like, they're really good skills.
It was like circus events.
Oh, my god!
Like juggling.
Oh, my god!
And, like, there's bodybuilders. Like,
that's somebody who's scheduling these things that's like, you know what, whatever. Let's just put the gamers with the freaks for the circus. They're all the same.
It was a very interesting contrast.
It's not classy like the Greek con.
I was, you know what?
The Greek festival.
I literally was thinking that. Anime. It's more. That's more weird than the Sack Anime and
I
Greek festival.
I think it fits, yeah. Because Sack Anime and Greek Festival, that fits hand
I think
in
it's
hand.
On par, though, with Sack Anime and the Home and Garden.
That's no, those are dicks.
Yeah, they are.
Those guys.
Yeah, you know, they are.
It's crazy. Why would you, you know, oh, we're going to the anime convention. You know, I understand your convention is right there.
Oh, I need a hose.
Yeah, right. Like,
I need a hose for the garden, yeah.
But, like, don't be dicks about it. Like, let us in, dude. Let some cosplayers in. We'll
not even
let
us in. Just let us cross the threshold so we can get to Arkham. No, we don't want your kind here.
Greek festival is awesome.
Overall, it was a great weekend in Vegas. The next thing coming up is the Smite World Championships in Atlanta. Where
we're going to smash, of course.
NRG is, I don't know, man. They went undefeated, completely undefeated in the European league.
Okay.
And now it's time for the best of Europe to play the best of North America, who have very different styles. It's not like they play each other very often. So I'm looking forward to that event. So we have a special show. It's kind of just known around the world that 2016 has not been a good year.
Yeah.
Personally, Aaron, have you had a good year?
I've had the same amount of years that, you know, like, I didn't have it too good, too bad like last year. Like, I mean, I've heard this a lot. I've definitely heard this a lot. Especially on your social medias. If you have anything, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everybody, oh, I can't wait till 2016's over.
MySpace is actually okay with 2016.
Yeah, they were.
Friendster loves 2016.
Yeah. Black Planet hates it, though.
Well,
Black Planet hates it.
That's understandable.
So,
when you look at the politics that have happened.
But
yeah,
that happened to
one
you?
Thing. That's one thing. No, I'm it happened to me. I live here.
Yeah, but see, it doesn't feel like. Maybe it's because I'm a minority and we're used to this stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We're used to bad crap happening that doesn't go our way.
Like, no, you're just
it's kind of like.
Welcome.
It's like, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's like whenever, I mean, not to be insensitive, definitely, but whenever I hear, or whenever a coworker or somebody comes up to me, he's like, oh, what do you think about, you know, Tyrone, you know, Scott? And I'd be like, who is that? You don't know about Tyrone? He got shot by the police? And I'm like, oh, so another person, another black person? I've heard it like 7 times.
It's, well, okay, if you want to look beyond politics, look at all the celebrity deaths we've had.
Okay.
Look at stuff going on in Syria. We got pipelines. This is, It's been a shitty year.
What happened to the pipelines?
They're not building it.
Yeah, yet.
So then, I mean,
yeah, yet.
Won that one.
Did now. They? See, I was talking to someone about this today. We're going to get into this. So that's the theme. That's we're going to be going through the list of worst things of 2016. And then at the end, we're just going to give it a good old send-off.
All right.
But I was thinking about the pipeline. And that's typical. Like, it's not that it's off the table completely. It was halted. They're going to wait until everyone forgets about it. And then they're just going to do it again. That's just how it works. You know,
America.
They try and distract us. I don't want to turn into that kind of podcast today.
Oh, well, I mean, we're about to do the top worst things that happened in 2016. We're basically that podcast for today.
Well, yeah, we can grab about things, but I'm not going to get into, like, conspiracy theories.
Oh, no, I love those. Conspiracy theories. I hands down love those. I mean.
That's one of our other podcasts.
Yeah.
We have, like, four in the works.
That's going to be the video game bong, where we just get really baked and we talk about conspiracy theories and Bigfoot. So to start off this episode, we had a very special edition of.
That was the worst thing that happened in 2016 right there.
You know what? That's funny. That's number 10.
Oh, I'm glad. Yeah. Your brain bang, brain bang, brain. You vote on Twitter. Are mainly all the theme songs that were created this year on
yeah,
the list?
Yeah, number 10 is Brain Bang.
Yeah.
Number 9 is
how dare you
pick one.
The Brain Bang theme song is not going anywhere. It's an amazing theme song and it's an earworm.
Okay, let's stop, hold on right there. In what situation is an earworm a positive thing? Did you watch Star Trek the movie?
No.
No.
Today's Brain Bang question I asked on the NRG Twitter account. It said, which gaming word will go away in 2017?
Gaming word. Please enlighten me.
2016 has given birth to a lot of words. Some been around before, you know, but I wanted to know which one are we going to stop using in 2017? Like, hype is a big one that the gamers use.
They're never getting rid of that one.
No. Nah. There's so much hype around hype.
Yeah, that's dug in forever.
One of the newer ones, Tilted.
That's gone.
A lot of people are using Tilted.
Yeah, that's gone.
A lot of the Twitch community has been bringing Kappa into the real world.
What is that? Give me some context.
Kappa is like psych.
Or sarcasm, even.
It reads as psych.
You read it as psych? I always read it as sarcasm.
I read it as stupid.
It is sarcasm. It is definitely sarcasm, but so is psych. It's like, yeah, I'm going to go, you know, F your mom. Psych. You know.
It's psych, like, but that's better.
You say you're
now say that sentence again, but use the word that you want, that you replaced it. The Kappa.
I'm gonna go have sex with your mom, Kappa.
Yeah. See, no, no.
That's an internet people thing.
Oh my god, that's terrible.
And then I open it up to other.
So that's it.
Kappa and
hype, Tilted, Kappa, or other.
So we're getting rid of two of them then, huh? Kappa and Tilted.
There's a lot of support for Kappa. Poop. The people who use it are the Twitch community users who swear it's going to stay around forever.
No, it's not.
There's an emoji for it.
I'll just read some of the better responses. This one says, the word hype will never escape my vocabulary.
Yeah, never.
Ever. Even my Christmas dinner will be lit. I mean hype.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
This one I didn't even really want to put on there because I don't use it. And I do hate it. People use cancer a lot.
That I don't. That one I hate when people use that. Yeah. I hate when people use that one. Like, it's that or AIDS.
Yeah, those two. Let's
get rid of those big time.
And there was a lot of people who liked that response. Someone said, I'm hoping cancer falls out, to be honest. And a lot of people agreed with that one. Someone said, I hope that dabbing comes with fines in 2017.
It should.
It's flawless. You watch a live event on Twitch and I went to the Kings game last week and
who did it?
Every time they'd show like a kid, you know, and he sees that he's on the Tron, he goes, oh!
Yeah, we're done.
Every time.
We're done.
Corey did it four times.
I did it every time I was on TV.
Black people don't do it anymore.
Cam Newton, he doesn't do it no
more. Oh, no, yeah, you see, he stopped. Yeah, he stopped.
Did we ruin it?
Yeah, you guys ruined it.
Some people wanted to see Easy go away.
I have never seen that. And I know we did a story on it, right? About
GG Easy.
GG Easy. Yeah. I never saw it, though. I've never seen it. It's a PC gaming thing. That's not a universal.
The first time I heard of it is when Blizzard did that in Overwatch, where if you type GGEZ, it will replace it with like some random
story we were talking about.
Thing, yeah.
26% of the vote, people said Tilted. So that one, out of all those words, people think that one will probably last through 2017.
And they've even heard it.
You know what it means?
No.
It's kind of like triggered, right?
It's kind of like triggered, but it means like someone's in your head. Like if you're playing a game and something happens to set you off your groove. Is that too old of a word? Do you guys know what groove means?
Yeah, groove is fine.
Let me tell you guys a story.
Oh, man.
Once there was a woman. Her name was Stella. And she had an insane amount of groove.
Wow.
One day she lost the groove. And I never saw the movie, so I don't necessarily know how she got it.
She went to Jamaica and found a young black dude. That's how she got her groove.
Yeah, whatever. Back. However it happened. She ended up getting that groove back. And that's the important part.
That's the part you want to remember.
That's the part you want to remember. But no,
Tilted is...
Tilted is good. It means like if something happens, like if it's like... It's actually a poker reference, I believe, that kind of got brought over in the game.
Oh, I could see that. That kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Hype? Yes. Hype has been around like since the 80s.
28% said Kappa.
Yeah, Kappa needs to die. I don't even know what Kappa is.
It has an emoji. It's not going to die.
It does have that emoji.
But let it be the emoji then.
So the reason why they say Kappa is because if you want to put the emoji in Twitch, you just type out Kappa with a capital K. K-A-P-P-A. And then it inserts the emoji in. So when you see it on like Twitter, it's like, that's just like
I don't ever. Linguistics. I've never seen it on my Twitter feed.
Well,
I promise
you. You don't follow the right people.
Yeah, I truly don't. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
I had to... The Overwatch team, speaking of which, you know, we're talking about being hip at this point. I am terrible at reading emojis. I was in the room with the Overwatch guys, and I was like, guys, I really need help deciphering this tweet. It said something like, you know, energy, you know, keep it up, you're the real hero. And then it had eyes, fire, and a key. And I needed, like, help deciphering what this meant.
Okay, what did that
Something
mean?
Something was lit.
Eyes mean I'm watching you. Fire means fire. Like, you know, you're fire, you're doing something right. And the key is a DJ Khaled reference of, I guess he came out with an album called Major Key. And he's doing this stuff where he'll, like, quote, he'll post something really inspirational. And then he puts a key at the end of it to let you know that that's a key of life.
Oh, my God.
This is a lot of education because I assume a lot of people who listen to this show don't know this stuff because
I didn't know it.
Because we don't
like then 20, after
2017, this, all of my tweets are going to end with a key.
Yeah, no. After I'm unfollowing you, and after this show, our viewers just might be stupider. If this is
more stupid,
the route.
This is education.
Nope. Stupider. Nope, stupider.
I consider this educational.
I definitely.
Punch the bird wants the video game quote or video game word Sean Murray to go away in 2016.
Yeah, since we have chat here, I want to know which word do you want to see go away in 2017? Which 2016 term do you want to see go away?
Just term now? We're just broad horizon
term? Sure, word, term. I mean, I consider the words terms.
Okay.
Hype was number one. People don't want to see hype in 2017.
That's young. That's what that is. Because hype is old. Hype is definitely old. Hype, like I said, is, you know.
Yeah, but I also believe it's overused.
And it's evolved, though, actually. Because when rappers used hype back in the day, or hype, it wasn't for. The last time that I saw hype was on Twitch for Salty Bets.
Yeah.
And they, like, you know, if they go to third round, they'll be like, oh, third round hype, let's go. And I'm like, oh. Okay, this is all right. Third round hype. Let's do this. What does that mean? Whatever. But I mean, hey, to each their own. If they want to, I say hype stays.
I'm okay with any of them going. I just thought that was interesting, given the topic of conversation.
You know why? Because hype is a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm about to get hyped or something like that.
Would you argue that it's more than a feeling?
Terrible. I'm not about to Kappa anything. I'm a Kappa. I'm so Kappa for this.
That sounds like a fraternity.
Exactly.
Kappa is meant to stay written because when you say it, it just sounds.
It sounds
so bad.
Dumb.
Yeah.
LB says Bay.
Oh, there we go. Another thing. That's nine, right?
No, because it's my theme song.
It's
like
higher?
It's like 11.
It's a little higher.
It didn't make the top 10 because it's mine.
Okay.
Webb's telling us all the things we hated about 2016.
So Bay, yeah.
Bay. Brain Bang.
There you go.
Oh, Bang Brain.
It's all the same.
Punch the Bird says Corey.
Jeez, Punch the Bird. What is...
Wait for it. Lunchbox says Sir Aaron Carter.
Oh, he's hating. He's hating. Oh, that's never going away.
And then Lunchbox followed it up with The Real in David Webb's name. To take us into the list of the top 10 things of 2016, the worst things. I got to read Phil Collins' hype man. He goes, I just saw a bag of cookies on my kitchen counter and was like, fuck yeah, only to realize it was empty. 2016 in a nutshell.
Bullshit year.
Oh, man.
I want to hear this list, dude. I purposely did not look at the list just to hear, because you came up with this list where?
I got it from Watch Mojo.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I watched a video and then paused.
Hilarious.
Play. Pause.
Worst
type.
Thing that just happened in 2016. You watched Mojo and pausing.
That was number three.
Okay.
Number 10. Okay, so let me preface this by saying this is worldwide. This isn't just the U.S.
Mr. Worldwide. Let's go.
Mr. Worldwide. Brexit.
Better be on the list. Oh, Brexit. All right.
Okay. Before you go any further,
we're going to get deep in this podcast, okay, guys? We're going to talk about some
Corey,
adult
explain
stuff.
To me what Brexit is.
So essentially, there is a United Nations over there in Europe, right? It's called the what does EU stand for?
European Union.
Yeah, that's right. And basically,
it's not like the United Nations.
Yeah, no, it's
because
not like
there is a United Nations.
Basically, Britain decided they didn't want to be a part of that no more.
Okay,
and
now
they voted to leave that.
Okay, and the ramifications are
essentially like you can travel between those European countries like without a passport, and then they have like it's kind of like being part of a club. You know, there's like certain trade deals that they have, and their currency is all the same. You know, they all use the same currency.
The euro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And after this, that's not going to be the case anymore. They're like leaving the club.
They
think they're better off on their own.
The main repercussions are economical, because you have the United Kingdom. They use the euro, but they also use the pound.
Okay.
They use both. And from what I understand, I could be 100% off, but from what I understand, when the United Kingdom was in the EU, the pound was supported by the euro. You know what I mean? So, like, you had the pound, but you also had the financial support of the euro as well. So they kind of had, like, two different money.
Okay.
So now they've lost the economical support of the EU, and now they're only on their own.
Because it wouldn't just come up if this is something they needed. What was the benefit of leaving?
Well, actually, a lot of the reason for people leaving, they say, so basically, you know how we have liberals and we have people who are
right wing and left wing,
yeah, conservatives. Yeah. Essentially, the conservatives wanted to leave, and I think the liberals wanted to stay. And the conservatives wanted out. And it was more, I believe, over like social issues as well, like immigration and things like that. They wanted to keep people out.
Yeah, because now after Brexit happened, there's been a rise in like racism and nationalism in the UK. And they want to kick out immigrants. It's basically like Trump won both places.
I mean, I don't, okay.
It really affects us over here from the economical standpoint, because it affects the world economy.
And it affects us over here?
Because of the world economy and world trade. money's.
Yeah, but we don't. We can still trade with anybody. We can still
trade there, but there the pound is worth less.
But that ain't the dollar.
It's not the. Well, right now, actually, for the first time in a long time, the dollar is actually worth stronger, almost as. Almost. Or, not quite. Not quite. It's on its way.
We still. I don't. I mean, again, when it comes to the realm, are the inner circle or workings of Corey Vincent or David Webb. How's that hitting your 2016?
My stocks are crazy right now.
Yeah, exactly.
My portfolio is just
literally tanked. None. And yeah. I would even ask like anybody. Like this is 10 and this is a global thing. Now I understand there's things, you know, we're gonna get to different more and more things that'll probably touch closer to home, but man on the street type of thing. I'd be like, how did Brexit affect you? And I bet you, especially in America, 9 out of 10, I'd be like, what was that?
What was, well,
as a bunch of mad British people.
All right, what do we got next?
All right, next. 9 on the list. 9 is the Italy earthquakes. There was a whole chain of earthquakes that happened in 2016 in Italy. Went across the country, 299 reported fatalities.
That's terrible. That's a tragedy, definitely.
Yeah.
Fuck you, 2016.
Stop it. Right there. In 2015, did we have something anywhere in the world that was on part of that?
I didn't look up 2015.
I'd write. But I bet if somebody Googled that, you'd find something like
probably.
That.
Right, probably. What do we got? But,
number 7.
What, yes.
Well, this is number 8.
Oh, number 8.
he said, that's right. Math. That was the first thing that happened to Corey.
That's number 4.
Forgot to carry the 1.
That's Brexit. That's Brexit in action, yeah, right
okay.
there.
Yeah, okay.
Fort McMurray wildfire in Alberta, Canada. It burned for 65 days.
How many fatalities we got?
I don't know the fatalities, but...
Rainbows were invented? That's what I'm hearing right now. That's what I'm hearing right now. So we go from Brexit, an economical thing that led to some type of racism in a country, to a mass amount of people...
Wildfire.
Dying it's a wildfire. To Canada's.
All right, you know what? Let's. All right, we'll look it up.
Wildfire.
We'll I kind of want to rush through Webb's list because I'm assuming this is a pretty shitty list.
Because we're Californians. Yeah. We get wildfires every year.
I'm not saying these things aren't bad. I'm just saying, like.
But that's not the equivalent.
When I gave Webb direction on what to find us in a list, this was not where I wanted to go.
And what direction did you give me?
Yeah, what?
Recap the direction.
I wanted pop culture shit. Stuff you that said, we know about.
You said the worst things in 2016. Well, those were your words.
Did I give you examples?
No.
I'm pretty sure I gave you examples.
Well, I mean, that's somewhere
in the... I said, like, Bowie dying.
But see, then it would have just been celebrities' deaths. What other bad things happened?
We're on number 8. All right, the dab? Let's skip through. Number 7.
That's the worst thing.
That was one of the worst things
to me. The dab has been around way longer than 2016.
It really rose...
Because of you people. That was the problem.
Okay, number 7. Let's keep going. Orlando nightclub shooting.
Oh, God.
See, that was terrible.
It was the worst attack on U.S. soil since 9/11.
Okay, next one.
Zika disease.
Next one.
The police shootings.
Next one. God damn. Next one.
ISIS.
Hold on. But you got to look at this. He went Zika virus, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of implied when our podcast is Video Game Bang, where we talk about movies, video games, and pop culture. And then he's going to bring a list here.
No, this is what I thought whenever you said about this is what I thought ISIS? He was coming with. I swear to you.
I was not prepared to handle anything this heavy. Let's end the new year. End the shitty year talking about, like, you know, being mad that we'll never get a Bowie concert again or something. Or
that would have made me that mad.
That we're never going to get Purple Rain Part 2.
That still, again, doesn't.
And now he's bringing ISIS into the equation. What else we got?
All right, I'm going to skip 3. No,
just do it.
The European migrant crisis.
There's European migrants?
Yeah, we'll skip that because you guys...
What's 2?
All right, number 2 is the presidential election.
What the hell is number
1? What's
worse
than that?
Rainbows.
Sunshine.
Number 1 is the celebrity deaths. Are you happy now?
We're there.
All right.
That
was
really number 1 after all that really bad things off Watch Mojo's list?
Yeah.
Do you see?
Needs to work on their list making.
No.
I didn't say it was a good list.
It's your fault. You want pop culture. They're trying to give you pop culture and push serious matters aside. But the Canada thing, I'm sorry, Canada. If you couldn't even...
California doesn't...
If you didn't even pop it up. Yeah, if you didn't pop up... Oh, there was 30 people that passed away.
Oh, there may have been. I just didn't catch that in the video. Because, again, I had to watch the video and pause it because at the time I looked this list up, there might be some better ones now, but I could not find a decent list.
Besides the deaths of celebrities, Corey, what pop culture things that are bad? Because I can come up with some. We can kind of go around Robin and think of some pop culture stuff.
Do we want to go over the list of celebrities? Because
I got one. Batman versus Superman.
I got two. X-Men Apocalypse.
That's the kind of shit I wanted on the list.
That definitely.
That's what happens when you don't communicate.
But see,
put this on me. Do you see how this works?
Don't put this on me.
The guy who picked the list can't even take responsibility for picking a shitty list.
I'm saying it's a shitty list. I'm saying it's a shitty list. It was going to be a bad list. But you're putting more blame on me than it should be.
No, it was 100% your fault. Okay. That's why.
It was going to be a bad list regardless because it's the worst of a year or something like that.
So there you go. Add this to the list. This is number zero, the list that I picked.
The worst show of 2016 is that we're calling this.
It is.
God damn.
It might be. Way to end the year, guys.
We haven't ended the year yet. We still have one episode.
Yeah,
how are it's you over. Forgetting? It's over. It's over.
It's because he won't
it's be. Because he's not going to be here, so he doesn't
I'm not going to be here. This is my send-off. The great people who listen to VGB will not hear my voice until 2017, and that is a tragedy.
Mm. Well, let me look in chat, because I'm pretty sure they're happy about it.
That is a damn tragedy, I think, if I've ever seen one.
I thought I heard some poppers.
I got LB backing me.
Uh-oh.
What is she saying?
She's saying that I think this list is accurate so far.
Accurate, though? Like, literally, if we were to go down that road, I could probably break down every single one of those worst things that happened in 2016 and compare them to the last past 2 years of what's happening.
Probably.
And you will see that if they're not on par with something that happened the previous year, then...
Well, that's the thing, and... I didn't pick this list because it was the best list I could find. It was really...
The first list you found.
No.
Clearly.
Second.
It was probably. The first like list from a website I had actually heard of.
Wait. Is this the year Harambe got shot?
Yes.
And that wasn't even on the list?
That was a honorable...
That was the stupidest.
That was a dishonorable mention.
Thank you. Dishonorable. Because it was a gorilla, people. A gorilla. I understand there's people that, you know, the lives of animals matter and stuff. And there was a child
animal
down
lives
there.
Animal lives matter, Aaron.
But if it was your son or your daughter down there with an animal that you don't know what he could do to your child, you'd be holding the rifle yourself. I guarantee it. Don't you tell me you wouldn't.
No, I completely agree.
Two shots in Harambe's forehead and then you get about your day.
No, I totally agree.
Exactly.
No, I don't
make
disagree.
A Winston skin about it.
But Harambe became he got more votes.
He became an internet sensation. That's one thing you can say. That okay, we'll give Harambe's death the dishonorable, not because that gorilla died, but because the internet took it and ran with it so much that he made it onto an electoral election. Like he made it onto a ballot.
He took the shot, so you. Didn't have to.
That's so stupid. You see what I mean? But see, the levitation of this one creature above other stuff, that should be. We put more focus into a gorilla's death over, you know. And technically, if you want to say those honorable mentions or dishonorable mentions,
yeah.
They're higher on the list than the other stuff. So
right,
saying,
because here's the thing. One of the dishonorable mentions was Brock Turner.
Who the hell is that?
He was the guy from Stanford who...
The rapist?
The rapist.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
That didn't make it on the list?
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's a
See,
good list.
That's what I... Me and Watch Mojo, I don't know, man. We're done.
Like Dakota Pipeline, that was a dishonorable mention.
I mean, I don't know.
Next time I'm picking the damn list.
When it comes
Good.
To...
I thought I can delegate.
What else?
I can't delegate.
What else pop culture
Let's
would you
talk
say?
About some celebrity deaths. Let's just get
some
into
celebrity
it.
Celebrity deaths? Who are they?
This is so... There were so many, Aaron, and that's the tragedy yeah. right here. We lost some of the most talented people I think that the world has ever known. Just going through the list, Alan Rickman, for one. Look at that guy.
Yes.
Die Hard will never be the same.
Well, Die Hard was... He died in Die Hard.
I know, but when
so
you see...
So how would...
He died hard
yeah.
in
you,
Die Hard.
You know that it's a movie, so when you see him falling off the thing... like...
I would argue it makes the movie now even more better.
No. Now when you see that look of fear on his face as he's falling off the building, like now you're like, oh, wow, he's really dead.
Did you enjoy Tupac's music more before he died or after?
after.
There you go. You enjoy the movie more after he's passed. Boom.
We lost David Bowie.
I have only heard one David Bowie song, which he was just featured on the song, so it wasn't even his song.
Which song?
Under Pressure.
That's the only David Bowie song you've heard.
That is it.
You never heard Changes.
By Tupac?
No, not that Changes.
Then no.
Wow. Let's see. You never heard Space Oddity?
No.
You've never heard is it Let's Dance?
Did he sing Dance? No. And did he sing Dancing on the Ceiling?
Huh?
Did he sing Dancing on the Ceiling?
That's Lionel Richie.
So then nope.
Who is still alive? Abe Vigoda is gone.
Let's face it. Yeah, great, you know, actor. He was on borrowed time.
He was okay.
Abe Vigoda looked 80 20 years ago.
That's true.
Yeah.
No, and that's where his comedy was. Like, I think
exactly.
His best stuff came when he was like super old and he was on Conan O'Brien.
Wasn't he in Good Burger?
I think he was.
And he looked like death there. Yeah. So,
Gary Shandling.
Gary Shandling died?
Yeah, he did.
See, I didn't even know about that.
Now it is the worst year ever. Nah, Gary Shandling.
My mom has a picture of her in Hawaii with Gary Shandling, and she didn't know who he was. She just recognized his face and like, he's a celebrity, isn't he?
He has probably the like a Hall of Fame face just because
you know
nobody
yeah.
else looks like that.
Yeah.
Doris Roberts.
Who?
The mom from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, snap. That's right.
Comedian. When did the dad die? Did he die last year or this year?
I don't know. It must have been last year. Prince, of course.
Okay, yes.
That's one that I'm still feeling the sting. Because I always told myself,
Sting died?
No.
Oh.
The wrestler did die.
Career-wise.
Yeah, career-wise. And then the guy from The Police is still around. But that one still hurts a little bit because I would always tell myself I'll catch him on the next run. Next time he's in Sacramento, I'm going to go see Prince. Next time he's here, I'll go see him. That's not going to happen now. Muhammad Ali passed away.
Oh, he did, didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
I didn't even
see. There was a lot of talent. A lot of talent.
Yeah, but I mean, people get old, guys. People die.
Not in None all of... cases. What about
go to these tragic ones? Go to some tragic like
Anton Yelchin.
Yeah. Who was that?
As the guy from Star Trek movies, the new Star Trek.
Oh, the Russian are no, he was Chekhov.
Yeah, Chekhov. Yeah. Not Scotty. Yeah.
He was Chekhov. Yeah, that one was that's the one that's like too soon, man. Way too soon.
Way too soon. Gary Marshall passed away. Another classic talent.
I don't know who that is.
Gene Wilder.
Again, if you watched him, Borrowed Time.
But still, you can't just say Borrowed Time. I mean, why?
He was very old. He was very old.
Arnold Palmer, the creator of your favorite
hands
drink.
Down. Yeah, I put that in my vlog. I was like, he passed away. You know, here's to you, Arnold. You know,
did you pour half of it out?
Oh no, I drank the damn thing. It's funny.
Didn't you say it wasn't that good though?
It wasn't as good.
It'll never taste the same.
Never taste the same.
It's gone. Florence Henderson.
Passed away.
Florence Henderson and the Machines passed away.
That's the thing. Yeah, I don't think that's the thing.
Well, Florence Henderson is a thing.
Yeah, she is.
And she was the mom from the Brady Bunch.
Okay, but
who were like machines? Boom! There's a connection. Yep. I see terrible. It.
Fidel Castro passed away.
Well, I mean, again.
What's the next one?
Yeah. Alan Thicke just recently.
That was crazy.
Came out of left field.
That sucks because it's like I thought. You know, like at the movie, remember, did you ever see the original Friday the 13th?
No.
Well, Jason is just a kid in there, and the murderer is his mom.
Yes.
Spoiler alert.
I've known.
At the very end, though, you know,
see the little...
they're huddled on the lake in the boat, like, oh, God, we made it through. And then Jason, this freaky little monster kid, comes out and gets him.
Yes.
You've seen that? That's what Alan Thicke's...
Alan Thicke. Whoa!
That's what Alan Thicke's death was like to me. It was like 2016 is over. Time to relax. Like, we're going to get through this. 2017 is going to be a new year. All these good things are going to happen. And then all of a sudden, the monster out of the lake jumps out and gets us.
Horrible.
In the life and taking Alan Thicke.
Horrible.
Now all we're left with is Robin Thicke.
I mean, he's musically talented.
I think that's why we needed Alan Thicke alive is because he counterbalanced the awfulness that is his son.
Wow. He was the Winston to the Tracer.
Yes.
Terrible.
That's another bad thing. Look at that. Tracer's a lesbian now.
How is that a bad thing?
Just kidding.
Jeez. There is hella backlash about that.
There is, though. Have you seen
why?
That?
Yeah.
People are upset.
So you have the dicks that are upset about it because it's the internet. But then you have people who are upset about it because they think that Blizzard is just basically pandering and they're doing it because that's the thing right now.
You know what? And that is more for me, I feel like that is more of an argument.
Right. Because you've made the argument with
X-Men.
One.
I mean, with a lot of
characters.
It feels like, oh, well, it's 2016, 2017. Let's put this in there because we have to.
Right.
You don't always have to appease everybody. But with these characters, I don't really know anything about their backstories.
Well, that's
so
the thing.
It's fresh new anyway.
So with this, well, yeah, okay. So it came out this year.
Yeah.
Number one. Number two, Blizzard had made an announcement or made a statement like, early on that there are going to be there's characters are representative of a wide variety of people, including the LBGT.
There's too many letters, whatever.
That I think that's it. LBGT.
I don't know.
Nailed it.
There's like a Q in there, probably.
I think there is a Q.
It's exactly. And I don't know what is that? Quail people? What is that?
Quail man.
Yeah, exactly. But here's the thing where they can come back with playing devil's advocate. Before, when players were complaining that why do all the women look kind of similar in shape and size, and then Blizzard was like, oh well, here's Zarya, she's a Buffy.
She slays vampires.
Then it kind of felt like, oh, were you guys just putting it in there because we
that's
uproared?
The thing. That's another thing about 2016 is how many people just get butthurt over so many
because
things.
we've bred a very sensitive, soft generation. And I almost went into it when you went to the esports stuff, the losers bracket and stuff like that. Like, everybody needs a trophy now. There's no such thing as losers anymore. No, yeah, there,
well,
is.
Yeah, there is.
You lost. You lost. That's what that is. Feel it. Feel the pain. Work harder. Come back later. And try again, but we got that everybody gets a trophy thing, like that's just it. You lost, you get a trophy. My kid will know you lost. It's time to work hard, and know that feeling, know that pain. But this whole thing with the Tracer and everything like that, I don't see anything wrong with it. Like, I really don't see anything wrong with it. It brought some good cosplay of that scene going, that I liked going around. But that's neither here nor there.
So. I think I found another list, Corey, that's less heavy.
Oh, now in the 11th hour when...
Isn't that the most important hour?
Well, this list
the
came 11th. Out.
When there's 5 minutes left in the show, let's go. What do you got?
All right.
Said Mighty number nine.
Some of them were released.
Worst.
All right, so some of them are still kind of dumb, but just stick with me. So number 13, this is top 13 things of pop culture. Okay.
Okay.
I typed in pop culture
Thank
this time.
You.
You're welcome.
Well, because this...
Welcome. Let's go to the list.
We'll talk after the show, man.
Liam,
but you're
okay.
In
Liam
water.
Neeson? Were you about to say Liam Neeson's
no.
Taken 2?
Taken 3.
Okay.
Liam Hemsworth and Miley Cyrus weirdly got back together. That was 13.
Are they actually a thing?
Apparently. Number 12.
Do I actually care?
Kanye's weird rant
First
on
of all,
Ellen.
Yes.
There we go.
Okay.
This is what I wanted. This is the list.
Number 11, the creation of Fuller House.
Wait. Stop it. That is a positive.
You wanted to know what was up with Deej.
I want step by step by steps, like a new, yeah.
Or a new growing pains.
Yeah, more adult. Oh, no, we can't.
Damn.
Can't, you bastard.
Number 10, when this reporter was forced to put a sweater on air, and it's this weather chick who's in like a spaghetti strap kind of dress. And
what was wrong with that?
I don't know. All of a sudden, the quote is, "What's going on? You want me to put this on?" And there's a guy handing her a sweater from behind camera.
Oh, she must have, yeah, because she's kind of revealing. I mean, it's not revealing, but like, it's stupid. I don't know.
What else we got?
Number 9, Kanye West on Twitter.
So how many times is Kanye going to be on this list?
I think this is it. I think it was two. But it just has like a glimpse of some of the things that, and also my number one design rule of anything I do, from shoes to music to homes, is that Kim has to like it. Plus, when you sit on the platform, your calf is short, sort of half and half off. Yeah, his rant.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Why is everyone obsessed? I'm always behind on these things, Aaron. You know this. What is up with Yeezy shoes?
They're stupid expensive for some reason.
And they're like made out of a cloth material?
I don't know what they're made out of, because I don't even look in that direction. They're like so expensive. First of all, if you've seen the memes online of his clothing line, where everybody looks like a level one RPG character.
Yeah.
Like, that's just hilarious.
That was the best analogy.
So freaking hilarious. And when you look at him, like, yeah, everybody actually does look like level up, dude. Come on.
I never thought that. Yeah.
Like, you're still in cloth. What's going on?
They make no sense. Like, Dummy from the NRG Overwatch team had some of the Yeezy boosts.
Okay. And he was ordered. His name is what?
Dummy.
Okay.
And he was pre-ordering more. And I looked at his shoes. He was wearing them the weekend. I was like, they're okay. They're pretty cool. But then when I see the price on them.
Somebody shouldn't live up to that name.
When I see the price is when I'm like, no, that's not.
Yeah,
okay.
That's it's crazy. And then he calls them what? Seasons? The Yeezy season one, season twos?
There's like they have some great names such as Turtle Dove.
But see, the problem is Kanye comes out and says he's done the research on all this.
I've done the research,
like,
Sway.
I've gone around the world.
You do not know all the answers, Sway. Yes, you do not have all the answers.
I think he may be having a breakdown.
He is.
He was hospitalized.
Yeah, no, I think it's like
Aaron stating the obvious. I think he's having a breakdown. No, he just got out of the hospital last week.
No, I don't think it's that's a fixer. Guys, I don't think that's let me go fill up the tank at the gas station and I'm good. I think he needs to really step back from life.
I think there's something wrong with Kanye.
Like, I don't think anybody I promise you, everybody's laughing and everything, but I don't think anybody's actually asked or told him that.
No, he has, because okay,
he just got the hospital, right?
He has multiple teams of psychiatrists and doctors now. This is recent, both on the West Coast and on the East Coast. So no matter where he goes, he has a team of people to watch out for his health.
But see, no, here's the problem. He's still doing the same routine. That's insanity. He's doing the same routines but expecting different results. That's literally the definition of
actually,
insanity.
Actually, it's not. I looked up the definition of insanity.
Well, you know what it is.
All right, so, really quick. Go ahead. When Puck from Glee was charged for child porn.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, man. Every time, I swear, our show is so tied with Glee that every time we have an anniversary, there's a Glee scandal.
Harambe.
Wait. Was that in the show or the actual actor?
No, that was the actual
Good
actor.
Good Lord. Harambe. Okay.
Harambe. The Weirdly White 2016 Oscars.
I don't even know what that is. That wasn't weird. It was just, it finally.
Business,
you know,
as usual.
Yeah.
Business as usual.
What is, yeah.
Prince dying at age 57.
Oh, so sad.
Crazy.
Johnny Depp's domestic assault on Amber Heard.
I didn't even hear about that.
Flew under the radar.
Jay-Z allegedly cheating on Beyonce.
Oh, rocked my world.
Dr. Luke being an asshole to Kesha.
Who's Dr. Luke?
Oh.
That producer who did something and kept her from
abused her and couldn't get out of her contract.
Yeah, I do remember hearing about that. She was all crying about it and everything.
And then, much like the Watch Mojo, number one, Donald Trump officially a presidential candidate.
Fuck. No, officially a president, basically.
Well, presidential elect.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to change. I don't even understand what those two words group together for.
Because he's not the president until January.
He basically is, people.
Well, that was our show, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate a good 2016. Thank you, guys. This has actually been our best year for listens. As far as downloads go, we've hit it out of the park compared to any other year. I'm really hoping we can do that again in 2017. We do have a big, super-duper announcement coming up. Keep an eye on our Twitter, @VideoGameBang. On January 1st, the dawn of a new year, we're going to make our announcement for who our new co-host is going to be. I'm excited for it. I know the crew, it was a completely unanimous decision. There was no question about it. This is the route we're going for the future of VGB. And I think you guys are going to be very, very happy with what we decide. on top of that, I just want to thank you guys personally. This is the last time I will see you guys in the year 2016. Good things that happened. It wasn't all bad. Webb really stepped it up as part of the Rock, the third member in our Triforce here. The music's ending.
Terrible.
You know what? It's cool, though, because I have podcast God powers. I can loop it again. So...
one more time around the block.
One more time.
You're like one of those people that accept an award and forget everybody who they need to thank or whatever.
It's true. Well, no, and then the last thing I wanted to thank was the sponsors, because we had some great sponsors this year. We got to thank Corsair Gaming. We got to thank Antlion Audio. We got to thank Nerd Reactor, who was with us for a majority of the year. Our brand new ones, NRG, and of course Oblivion Comics and Coffee, which is going to be really taking off in the next year. And then the newest one, Mainframe. So we even got a clothing line deal. We haven't gotten Yeezys yet.
Oh man.
Oh, that's next.
Next. But
yeah, that's feel like starting over from level one.
Anyways, thank you guys all so much for a great 2016. For Corey Vincent, Aaron Carter, the real David Webb, a lot of good stuff coming in 2017, and get ready to get banged.